Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday to you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Felicia Stevenson Talk Show. I appreciate you listeners and I appreciate you viewers. Today we are going to talk about healthy eating and healthy living. My guest today, Ms. Hannah Marcella Woods, is going to share with us a few health tips as well as some delicious recipes. You are definitely in for a treat today. Hello, Hannah. How are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to assist Felicia Stevenson Talk Show with your healthy eating, healthy living tips.
Yes, ma'am. It's a pleasure.
So go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and tell us what you do.
Okay. I'm 22 years old. I'm a former nursing student. I've been out of college for a few years working as a certified nursing assistant at a assisted living facility. And I really enjoy cooking in my free time.
Awesome. And I do see that. And we're going to share your information shortly. So those of the listeners and viewers that are not familiar with who you are will visit your page and see all of the delicious recipes and food dishes that you cook. I am just so in awe at a young lady like yourself, such a young age, cooking like a chef. And your presentation of your food is phenomenal. I mean, it catches
my attention
every time. It's beautiful. So tell us when your passion for cooking all began.
My passion for cooking started when I left nursing school. After I left nursing college, I was mainly working as a CNA, and I had a lot of free time on my hands. So I started thinking of ways to cook healthier versions of the foods that my family eats. And I started watching YouTube videos on food, reading food magazines, watching Food Network, and asking my grandma about cooking different types of foods. And I, after a while, I started enjoying it, and it's a passion. It's something that I really enjoy.
I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that. What is one of your favorite things to cook?
One of my favorite meals to cook would have to be, it's a cabbage boil. It looks like a low country boil, but it's cabbage, beef smoked sausage, yellow corn on the cob, red potatoes, carrots and celery cooked in chicken broth with seasonings. It's really good.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have that on your page? It sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. It's on my page.
That's definitely going to be one of the recipes and that I'm going to show the audience during your interview on next week. That sounds good. So share also with us, sweetheart, a little bit about, you know, we may have some listeners that, you know, I like to cook, but, you know, I hear all the time, it's too expensive to eat healthy. Tell us some things that you can just share with us that, you know, because you cook all the time, and I know you have to shop for these foods. Some foods are expensive, but tell us some quick and easy, inexpensive, healthy foods that we can purchase.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Whenever you do eat healthy, it generally is more expensive, especially fresh fruits and vegetables. You're going to spend more money. Some meals that you can make that are healthy and aren't expensive. There are several pasta dishes. You could do a stir fry. One, a really good pasta dish I like to make, which is healthy and it's cheap. It's pasta with cherry tomatoes, shrimp, and basil. It's really good. You basically would cook the pasta for 10 minutes as you would cook any pasta. And when it's done, you mix it with a tomato-based sauce and fresh cut, sliced up cherry tomatoes and sautéed shrimp and some fresh basil, garlic, salt, pepper. It's really good.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And you have not mentioned anything that sounds like it's going to be so fulfilling that you can stuff yourself, or it's going to make you feel guilty after you eat it. You know how we feel guilty after we done eat a whole Snicker bar?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
That guilty food. You got some guilty food, but I like the sound of that. So you said pasta is some of the inexpensive items that you can purchase to make a good, healthy meal.
Yes, ma'am. Or you could also do a stir fry. I'm really big on stir fries. I cook for my family, so we have several stir fries a couple times a week, and I will usually get a cheap pack of boneless, skinless chicken breasts and just a few fresh vegetables. You don't have to get a lot, just the chicken breasts, and I will usually get Vidalia onion, broccoli, baby corn on the cob. It's in the Asian section. And chicken broth, and, you know, most people already have the seasonings at their house, and that's really all you need, and it's really good.
Okay. And so for those dessert lovers that may be listening, I'm sure we have some healthy desserts that you can tell us about.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. With the desserts, you can still, you know, eat sweets and cakes and stuff like that, but you just have to limit how much you intake, as it, you know, could be unhealthy. There are low sugar, reduced sugar cupcakes that I've made, and you can make also. And instead of topping it with frosting or icing, you can top it with Cool Whip and fresh fruit, cut up strawberries or cut up pineapple, and it'll be really good.
Oh, wow. I never thought of it that way. You know, we love that icing.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man. That's a good, healthy tip. Now, you said you're in school as a nursing assistant. Is that correct?
Well, I went to nursing school, and then later, once I was out of nursing school, I took a class to become certified as a nursing assistant, but I've already graduated from that.
Okay. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand, because not only can you cook and create these healthy meals, you can also know, you know, what, you know, about that, what they call it, a BMI.
body mass index.
Yes, that's exactly. When we hear that word, that three-letter word, BMI, we get a little nervous because, you know, we have to be a little careful. We don't want to gain any weight. So you're cooking these healthy meals, and I see you all the time, and you shouldn't be no more than about 150 pounds or maybe less.
Bless, yes, ma'am.
So it's not affecting you at all is what I'm trying to say. You're cooking, you know, you have to be doing something right because you're healthy, you're living healthy, you're cooking healthy, and they say if you eat good, you feel good.
Yes, ma'am,
so
that's right.
Share a little bit about that. Oh, now, see,
okay.
I was waiting on that. I was definitely waiting on you are what you eat.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, sweetie.
It is how you said, basically your body is a product of what you put into it. So if, you know, you put good food and proteins and vitamins and minerals into your body, then your body is going to reap that and, you know, you'll be healthy. So I just try to eat healthy and take care of myself, drink a lot of water.
So let me ask you this. A lot of people don't take daily vitamins, like a multivitamin, vitamin C, D, or whatever. What foods, you know, that are rich in those vitamins that can be like a replacement?
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. There are a lot of foods that you can eat, you know, for those who don't take vitamin supplements. Eggs are really good. Eggs are really good for your hair. You could eat salmon, farm, or wild salmon is good. It's a good source of omega-3 fatty acids, which will help your skin and your hair. Beans are really good. Yogurts and dairy products. Peanuts.
Wow.
I eat trail mix every day, so that stuff is really good in protein and helping you to give you energy.
Well, those are some good tips, and they're healthy. I would never have thought of that, and I eat those, you know, not as often as you do, But I eat those same items that you list, but I never knew, you know, exactly what they were good for. We take advantage of what we eat because we eat it so often or on a regular basis, or, you know, we eat the same things that you were eating when you were younger, because my diet hasn't changed that much as far as what I cook. I'm still cooking the same things that my mother cooked. But then when I visit your page, I'm like, wow, look at that dish, you know? Didn't you say at one point you wanted to make a recipe book?
Yes, ma'am. I'm currently working on a cookbook. It's called, it'll be called Healthy Southern Gourmet. Gourmet is the style of cooking that I like to cook foods. And it'll have healthy recipes, about 5 healthy meal ideas for chicken, pork, beef, seafood, and lamb. Mm-hmm. And then also some healthy teas and smoothies and summer slushies and drinks.
Oh, wow, that sounds good. And when how far are you with that project?
I'm doing pretty good working on it. I plan to have it out the spring and summer of 2016.
Okay. Well, please do let me know. I would definitely be one of the first to make that purchase, because that is an awesome idea, and you got yourself on the right track, that's for sure. You got your brand,
ma'am.
You got your name, so that's important that you already got those main important things already taken care of. You already got your brand, and you're off to a great start, and I applaud you for being a young, educated young lady doing the right thing for the right reasons.
Thank you. I'm sure
your family appreciate you. You said you cook for your family?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I work basically part-time, so when I'm not working, I'm usually at home cooking. And I cook a meal about every other day, sometimes, not every day, mostly every other day. And we all sit around the table and eat dinner together and talk, and it's really good. They all love the food, and they all enjoy it.
I know your parents are super happy, especially after they've worked hard all day. They don't have to come home and worry about getting in the kitchen and cooking no dinner.
Oh, no, ma'am, don't worry at all. My mom, she's never been a cooker or one to like to cook, so she's always happy whenever I say that I'm going to cook a meal tonight. They're always really happy.
Oh, that's a blessing. That is a blessing. And I like the presentation that you have. One of the presentations that I like the most is when you prepare the salad and the steak, and I think it was a potato or some kind of vegetable, and it looked like a cutting board, but that was so beautiful. The colors was everything. You know what I'm talking about?
I think it may have been the steak, lobster, and salad.
Yes. I remember the steak and salad. So yes. That presentation was phenomenal, and I know when I share some of your dishes for the show next week, I know that you're going to get a lot of feedback and a lot of compliments. So, you know, I just thank you and applaud you for even, you know, sharing these great tips, because me, I'm going to be honest, I am so sick and tired of cooking the same things over and over. So I enjoy visiting your page because you make me brainstorm. And then, so I know you got a good plan for Thanksgiving. Tell us what you're going to have for Thanksgiving before we go.
Thanksgiving, I'll probably, I actually really haven't thought about it much, but I'll probably do a roasted turkey stuffed with Vidalia onion, garlic, and baked with vegetables, some yams, collard greens, some cornbread, and it'll be a really good traditional meal.
Yep, it sounds good too. And I know that Mom and Dad is going to be happy, and you may even have a couple more guests when they find out what you're cooking.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness. Well, Hannah, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, my dear. I can't tell you how awesome it was to interview you, because I am in the process of trying to shed some pounds so my BMI can be a little lower. So thank you so much for sharing your tips with us. Listeners, please don't hesitate to ask my guest questions today. She is talking about healthy eating, healthy living, and her recipes are phenomenal. Visit her page today. Thank you all for tuning in to the Felicia Stevenson Talk Show, and keep being what you are, and that is blessed. Have a good day. Thank you, Hannah. Talk to you later, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.